Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Psachim, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis, Chametz Shel Nachri, Chametz that belonged to a Nachri, She Avra Alef HaPesach, Pesach passed, it was in the Nachri's possession throughout Pesach, Mutter Behana. Wait a second. Mutter Behana, it's only Mutter to have Hana from it, what about to eat it? Well, the end is, as far as Hilchas Pesach is concerned, it would be Mutter Beachila as well. So how come the Mishnah doesn't say Mutter Beachila? And the answer is because in the next part of the Mishnah we're going to learn of Vashel Yisrael, that if it belonged to a Yid throughout Pesach, Asur Behana, it's even Asur Behana. So the Mishnah is like uniform and says at the beginning that here it's Mutter Behana. But Anachanami, Chametz Shel Nachri is even Mutter Beachila. Now, it could be, says the Bat Tanura, there are, notwithstanding Hilchas Pesach, it has nothing to do with Hilchas Pesach. There are those that are noyeg iser bepas shel nachri, so therefore the Mishnah didn't want to say befeirish that it's mutter biachila. But either way, zok the Mishnah, once again. Chametz shel nachri she'avra alav haPesach, if it was in the possession of the nachri throughout Pesach, it is mutter behana. V'shel Yisrael, if it was in the possession of the Yisrael, aser behana. Shenemra, because it says, lo yirah lecha se'ar. Wait a second, I didn't understand something. If chametz was in the possession of a yid throughout Pesach, I'm not allowed to have any hana from that. Is that an iser drabanan or an iser deraisa? And the answer is, it's an iser drabanan. So how can you quote a pasuk? If it's only a drabanan, there's no pasuk. So here too, there are two ways to understand pshat in the Mishnah. One is that we learn like this: Mishal Yisrael chametz that was in the possession of Yisrael is aser b'hana. Why are we being so strict? Why are Chazal punishing him? Why did they levy this knas, shenemra, because the pasuk says la yirah l'chasar. So we see how the pasuk is mak, but you shouldn't have chametz in your possession during Pesach. And he didn't listen to this pasuk, and he was over the derisive of having chametz in his possession during Pesach. So memela, we put a knas on him, and we say even after Pesach, he can't have hana. Some say that the kavana of quoting this pasuk really refers to the beginning of the Mishnah. Chametz shel nachri she'avra alav haPesach is mutter b'hana. Why? Because it says la'yirah l'chasa'ar. But for the nachri, there is no iser. So once again, chazering over, chametz av nachri she'avra alav haPesach that was in his possession during Pesach is mutter b'hana. If it belonged to a yid, it's aser b'hana, even after Pesach, and that is a knas, because the yid should have not had chametz in his possession during Yom Tov.